Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The USDA's Farm Service Agency reminds crop producers that the deadline is coming soon for the reporting of crop acreage for this season and what information they will need to provide.
A reminder from USDA Farm Service Agency Deputy Administrator Scott Marlow.
The big message here is that folks should contact their county office and find a time to go in and take care of their acreage reporting.
As for most crops, the deadline to file completed crop acreage reports is approaching.
The general deadline is usually July 15th for most crops, but some of those deadlines vary by county and by crop.
Marlow notes how timely crop acreage reporting assists in streamlining the USDA program application process for producers, such as programs related to disaster assistance. That includes the reporting of prevented planting acreage due to a natural disaster.
With some of the spring storms that we've had over the last couple of years, some of the wet springs and things like that, we've had a certain amount of prevented planting. And this is when you also would document your acreage that was prevented from planting, if that's the case.
And in terms of what types of information is needed from FSA regarding crop acreage reports,
this is when we get their reporting on what is actually in the field. So that includes crop and crop type or variety, the intended uses of that crop, how many acres and areas. And we can go down actually to very small areas, have a map with the approximate boundaries of the crop, planting dates. It may be required to do like planting pattern or things like that. This is also where they establish producer shares. So if different folks have a beneficial interest in the crop, now's when they do that. They document whether it's irrigated or not and what their irrigation practices are.
The deputy administrator adds there is also a new option available for producers to access their farm records and acreage maps.
If producers have logged in through farmers.gov and have an EOF account that's linked to their USDA record, they can view and print and label their own maps. And it just gives them a chance to get in there and do their boundaries and do more of it online, not have as much that they've got to do once they're in the office and there. It gives the producer a lot more ability to access those records from home.
More information about crop acreage reporting is available at farmers.gov, as well as through local Farm Service Agency offices. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.